I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Togo is a tiny country in deep trouble. The West African nation has 5 million people. Two of them claim to be Togo's duly elected leader after Sunday's presidential election. Officials handed victory to the governing party's candidate on Tuesday, but yesterday the opposition's man said he was the rightful winner. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton in the Togolese capital Lomé has been trying to unravel events leading up to the current crisis.
The presidential election in Togo was supposed to close a chapter in the country's history, ending the 38-year rule of Africa's longest-serving president, Nyasingbe Eyadema, and ushering in a new and peaceful democratic era. Just about everyone here was ready for change of some sort. Vote for four, he's young and strong, chant these young supporters of President Eyadema's son, Faure Nyasingbe, who ran for president. But Togo got off to a rocky start after Eyadema died in February. The army unilaterally appointed Faure to replace his father in a move condemned by African and world leaders. It didn't last long. Under pressure, Nyasingbe Jr. and the army backed down, promising to respect the constitution and hold elections. A turbulent West Africa breathed a sigh of relief for 5 minutes. But Togo's presidential poll itself has caused even more trouble.
Togolese, votre président, car nous n'avons pas perdu cette élection présidentielle.
The opposition coalition candidate, Emmanuel Bob Akitani, who's 74, says Faure Nyasingbe's party stole the vote, and he promptly proclaimed himself president after Nyasingbe was officially declared Togo's new leader. So now they're stalemate, and Togo has two presidents. The Regional Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, says that cannot be. The executive secretary of ECOWAS, Mohamed Ibn Chambas, called the opposition's action tantamount to a coup d'etat in Togo.
And that is unacceptable today in Africa. We urge those who believe in democracy to play by democratic rules, to respect the constitution and the laws of the land. Those laws may not be perfect. It is through dialogue and negotiation and a political process that you change them, not through unilateral action.
Hear, hear, says Faure Nyasingbe, who remains Togo's official president with, it would seem, the support of some regional and foreign governments, although Washington acknowledged the vote was flawed. But many in West Africa are mindful that the region has become increasingly unstable, with civil wars two doors away in Ivory Coast, as well as the recent conflicts further west in Liberia and Sierra Leone. They worry that Togo may be next on the list. But Nyasingbe, the 39-year-old George Washington University graduate, is talking reconciliation, and he's pledged to work with the opposition in a national unity government for Togo, adding that he's the young blood his country needs as leader.
This will be the dawn for a new Togo. I think we have a new history to write, and I think this will be in more democracy, more the rule of the law. Yes, of course.
But it's not that simple. Faure Nyasingbe's presidential electoral victory set off an explosion of violence in the Togolese capital and other parts of the country, where opposition supporters challenged the results. An unconfirmed number of people have died in the clashes with security forces. Dozens more have been injured, and hundreds of people have fled across Togo's borders to escape renewed unrest. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Lomé.
Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Madeline Brand.